فهو الذي تم معناه وسورته ثم استفى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Stanza number 7, which we did, and if you see, we discussed about Allama Busairi rahimullah, where his love has caused his cheeks to leave, has caused his cheeks to have two lines ingrained, one of fear and another which is tears. So this year is on the face of Allama Busairi rahimullah, as we did previously. So this is stanza number 7. Question here comes in is that what drove him to this point? That's what we need not to forget. What drove him to this point? There's a narration of Bukhari Sharif. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ زَمَانٌ لَأَنْ يَرَانِي أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ. A time will dawn upon you, a time is going to come upon you, upon any one of you. لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ زَمَانٌ, a time is going to dawn upon any of you, any one of you, that to see that he will want to see me, meaning he will be so desirous of seeing me. لَأَيْ يَرَانِي أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ, it will be more beloved to him. مِنْ أَيْ يَكُونَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ, it will be more beloved to him than having the likes of his family and his wealth. Meaning that love will be so deep. A person is walking on the street, he has no family, he has no wealth. Someone comes to him and says, here is family for you, here is money for you. You can go now, because you need money. First, you'll need money. So here's money for you. Then with the money, he goes higher up in the levels of society. And people see this man, he's a man of note. When he says something, it becomes. That's what people think. Only for Allah is that what he says, kun fayakun. But people, they see wealth of people and they say, hey, we need to go to this door, we need to knock on this door. We've seen with our own eyes people standing outside of the masjid selling fruits and what and the likes of it. But their salah time, they won't come in the masjid. Yet they Muslim, looks like they're Muslim. They greet you with the Islamic greeting, everything they know. So you wonder then, if you are Muslim, sometimes you know the non-Muslims, they learn. The non-Muslims, they learn how to greet you in the Islamic way, Islamic style, because they know this will impress you, so perhaps you will give something in return. And what do I say? We say that when it comes to begging to Allah Azza wa Jal, we are fuqara. Yet we haven't learned the masnoon way of asking the master of the universe. That is Allah Azza wa Jal. We haven't learned how to ask Him. We haven't learned the masnoon du'as, the du'as mentioned in the Quran Sharif. But that beggar, he's so determined to ask you because he knows, and yet your wallet, you know what it's like. You don't even have cash in your wallet because you're just moving with a card. So when you say you don't have money, it means really, I don't have money. I've got cash in and you don't take. Soon you'll see the beggars moving around with machines, so you can tap. So that's what it's become. Anyway, if you see, I just saw just now in Woolworths, not Woolworths in South Africa, Australia, the customers were gone frantic. Why? Because Woolworths said you must round off to the highest dollar. So, and this will go to supporting organizations, partner organizations like this, but you must, it's sort of like a, so the customers went frantic. They said, you're supposed to give us benefits. Yeah, you want to take from us benefits. You want to take from us. So everything, all the slogans that you see out, and that is what it is. They will come out with their Pride Weeks and LGBTQ all of this year. Can we still support? One person gave me a gift. And this was before this whole thing. So the gift was, it wasn't fitting for the child. So we said, okay, let's take it back. So they gave us a refund card. Now I'm sitting with a refund card. And there's money on there. But it's from that time. So to go in and take it, it's your money. It belongs to you. It's not even yours. It belongs to the child. So to go and take it, you have to take it. What can you do? Because you are not strengthening them. You are weakening them. If I'm going to purchase something, now they're going to make a profit. But now this money, if I leave it in the account, then what happens? They are going to benefit. So it's best I go and take it out. But I'm saying to you that if you do it, look at Starbucks, McDonald's, global crisis they are facing. When you have other options, and this is what we say to the Ummah as well, look for niche market products, especially now when people are boycotting. They don't want anything. Once a Muslim is fed up, they are fed up. Don't now tell us anything. You are taking money to go and kill our people. We are not going to support you. And it's helping. It's bringing down their status. Major crackdowns worldwide, global crisis. I mean, when we went to Bangladesh in 2013, and you see McDonald's, KFC, in some places which you'd never ever imagined. But there is a McDonald's and a KFC there. So how did they just have it that this must be a global franchise? Even in the heart of Dhaka, in the heart of different places in Bangladesh, you will have these stores. The heart of Islam, you have these stores, killing our iman. Because when you're going to perform your salah, you are going to the Haram Sharif, you must be robbed before you go there. It's this that they are focusing on. Whereas when you looked at the pious people, Allama Busairi Rahimullah, his focus, sometimes you just read the stanza, a person, it will sound catchy towards him because I am going through the same state. But he is going through that state because of some haram affair that he's having, because of some girlfriend. But Allama Busairi Rahimullah is experiencing this because of his muhabbat. And that is idhar e muhabbat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in expression for that love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That we mustn't forget. So where is our focus? Where is our love? This is the crux of this. And then redirecting towards that, this will give us energy again. And it will give us courage again to go to that where we're supposed to be at. Where we're supposed to be at. When you have this pathway, they will tell you this, they will tell you that. You won't change because that love is deep. It's meaningful. It's fulfilling. It's wholesome. So, in a nutshell, for those who missed it, Stanza number 7 told us, وَأَثْبَتَ الْوَجْدُ خَطَّي عَبْرَةٍ وَضَنَى مِثْلَ الْبَهَارِ عَلَى خَدَّيْكَ وَالْعَنَمِ. Love has ingrained two lines of fear and withered your face on your cheeks like yellow roses and the reddish tree. أَثْبَتَ, we told you. Allah Azawajal uses this in different places in the Quran Sharif, but at different places it means something else. If you see, it means here exactly what the meaning is, athbat al-amr, to write, to leave a clear mark, thabit wa wadih karna, to make clearly, and this is the meaning here. So when you looked at the verses of the Quran Sharif, we spoke to you about it. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ. When the kuffar, they had plotted against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what did they want? They wanted to detain Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or they wanted to kill Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or they wanted to expel Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That old incident we spoke about. So here, there it meant to detain, to hold back, to keep. So also athbata means, in this sense, as we said, to keep. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ. Allah Azza wa Jal erases, eradicates what He wills and keeps what He wills. Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 39. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. We said that's Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 30. So, different places Allah Azza wa Jal uses this word. You look at the word al-wajd, wa athbat al-wajd. So, wa athbata, we said, is to leave a line, to write. Al-wajd is to, it means to go beyond the limits. To go, had says, ziyada muhabbat karna. To love beyond the limits. Ishka kham. Also, another meaning of it is that difficulty, that pain, that grief that is surrounding this love. So here it is the meaning, and this is what is the meaning here. That grief surrounding the love. Al-ahzanu al-qalbiyyatu wal-halatu al-ishqiyya. So it is the grief of the hearts. It is the grief that is surrounding, the different avenues of grief surrounding the heart. But it is for the direction, or it is for the goal of love. The condition is love. The conditions are pointing towards love. Love is painful, they say, but there is different ends to the coin. The kuffar Shia, They love Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu. So they will do crazy, crazy things, hurting themselves, cutting themselves. And they call this love for Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu. Different people, but their limits. See, the Christians, they loved Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. But their love went beyond the limits. Their love turned him into God, which Allah Azza wa Jal refutes. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Monstrous is the word that exits their mouths. Surah Al-Kahf. So here, Allama Busayri rahimullah is expressing with words. There's no cutting of the face. But this is intense love, and he's going through this difficulty, his sickness. Sometimes we in this condition, but believe it or not, as you're getting older, we are realizing our energy is not the same like how it was before. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person will be asked on the day of Qiyamah regarding his age. He will be asked regarding his age. An umurihi fima afna. How did he squander his time? How was his time spent? His age, his different years of health that we had given him. How did he squander that time? He will also be asked. An ilmihi fima amala bihi. With regards to his knowledge, what did he do with it? You will be asked about his wealth. Where did he spend it? How did he earn it and how did he spend it? You will be asked about his health. All of this. So when you're coming to the end of your life, now you're supposed to be totally activated. But because now your energy levels has dropped to a low, it's almost impossible to do what you could do when you are young. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Sab'atun, there are seven groups of people, seven categories of people. Yudhilluhumullahu. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant these categories of people. And there won't be any shade except for the shade of Allah. One is Al-Imamul Adil, a just imam. He is a just judge, a just ruler. That is one person. Washabun Nasha'a bi'ibadatillah. A person who is, he's just gone into this ecstasy in terms of worshipping Allah. He's lost himself. He's just in a different realm because he realizes his objective of his life. Another person, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. A person whose heart is connected to the masjid. مُعَلَّقٌ. You know, you get these chandeliers or you get these beautiful lights. It's hanging from the roof. So, to understand this, a person, he's gone for salah. He's left the masjid, but he's left his heart in the masjid. It's hanging there. مُعَلَّقٌ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. His heart is still connected. He's gone to do his earning, but he hasn't forgotten that my heart is attached to the masjid. He wants to go back after this deal. I'm going back to the masjid. وَرَجُلَانِ. Two people. تَحَابَّا فِي اللَّهِ. They love each other for the pleasure of Allah. اِجْتَمَعَا عَلَيْهِ. They gathered together because of that love and they then leave each other because of it. Their whole purpose of meeting was for the love, for the pleasure of Allah. Another person who spends his money before that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَةٌ. And a person, a female, calls him, spurs him on, tempts him. What kind? No, not, you will say, those who are not attractive only then. But this was a dhatu mansibin wa jamalin. She had that status in society. She had that beauty. Faqal, what does he say? Inni akhafu Allah, I fear Allah. This year is one of the categories of people who will be under the shade of Allah. Another person, he's granted, he spends in such a manner, his left hand is giving, but his right hand does not know. His left hand is giving, his right hand doesn't know. Another person, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, another person, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا. He's alone, he's in seclusion, and he remembers Allah, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا, and his tears start rolling. There is this Urdu saying, Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuh quoted it. So a person, خلوت میں جلوت ہے اور جلوت اور جلوت میں خلوت ہے. ان خلوت دے از جلوت اینڈ ان جلوت دے از خلوت. خلوت یو نو اٹس ٹو بی ان سیکلوژن وین یو گیٹ میریڈ. ایوری ون نوز دا مسئلہ دیٹ 15 منٹس بیفور دا ولیمہ وی ہیو ٹو گو ان ٹو خلوت سیکلوژن. سو مفتی رضا اللہ صاحب دامت برکاتہ از ٹیلنگ اس دیٹ In public, there is seclusion, and in seclusion, there's public. You are in public. How does this make sense? See, you are in public. There's people all around you, but you are in your own world, in your phone. There's people around you. So you are in public, but you are alone, or you are alone, but you're in public. You are sitting alone in your room. But you're connecting with the entire world. So, خلوت میں جلوت اور جلوت میں خلوت ہے. How about you make that time in seclusion, remembering Allah. ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه and his tears begin rolling. One of the categories of people under the shade on that day which there will be no shade except for the shade of Allah. So this وَأَثْبَتَ الْوَجْدُ. So الْوَجْد, that is loving, but there's grief attached to it, there's pain attached to it. Then if you go on further, خَطَّي, this is two lines. And if you see in the Hadith Mubarakah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned this. He drew a box, and in the narration, خَطَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خُطُوطًا. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. فَقَالَ هَذَا الْأَمَلُ وَهَذَا أَجَلُهُ. This is hopes, this is hopes. And this is his end of his life. This is expiry date. So khat, that means lines. Khattay, two lines. Wa athbat al-wajdu khattay, two lines. What are? So two lines. Abratin wa dana. So it is of fear and that which has withered his face. Wa dana. So let's go into Abratin. Abratin al-ma'u al-jariyu min al-ayn. It is that tears that come from the eyes. Kun fi al-dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw aabirin. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kun fi al-dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw aabiru sabilin. Become, live in this world like a traveler. Like a stranger or a traveler. أو عابر سبيل. It's as if though you are this, you are a stranger or you're a traveler. Narration of Bukhari Sharif. So why is then عابر used here? And here in the stanza we are saying عبرتين. Because it doesn't stay in the eye. A traveler, how is it compared to a traveler? You see that tear, that's sometimes they say, I just need to let it out and then I'll feel much better. I'm in this depression. I just need to cry it out. So those tears, they come out. Our concern is what? What do our tears flow for? It flows for when there's loss of worldly benefit. Ismail Haniya, a shaheed, passes away when he was living, Eid al-Fitr, 1445. They tell him, three of your sons have passed on. They've killed your sons. I think it was three. So they're about to have a meeting. The reporter says, come. He's crying, the reporter. He says, maybe we should postpone. He said, no, let's get on with it. This will not deter me from my mission. And this year he goes on. So if you see Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their focus was on what? On the Akhirah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narration of Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says, خَطَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خُطْبَةً مَا سَمِعْتُ مِثْلَهَا قَطُّ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam rendered such a lecture like I never heard before. I never heard its likes before. فقال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, what did Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم say? لو تعلمون ما أعلم, if you knew what I knew, لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا, you would laugh less and you would cry more. You would cry more. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the statement. صحابة رضي الله عنهم are sitting. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, فَغَطَّى أَصْحَابُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ خَنِينٌ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam renders this talk, a talk like they have never heard before. Sahaba radiallahu anhum go into this mode of akhirat like they are watching, seeing it. They cover their faces. وَلَهُمْ خَنِينٌ. What is خَنِينٌ? هُوَ الْبُكَاءُ مَعَ غُنَّةٍ وَالْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ وَالْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ مِنَ الْأَنْفِ وَالْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ الصَّوْتِ مِنَ الْأَنْفِ. It is crying, but you are crying in such a manner there is a sound sound is coming out from the nose, like this. They went into this mode. What was their focus? It was Akhirah. So, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٍ, that live in this world like a stranger or like a traveler. So we wanted to highlight to you this word, عَبْرَةٍ. This means tears, one meaning. Tears. Why? Because kuzarna, tears, it flows. And it's also, it doesn't stay in your socket. When you're experiencing that difficulty, it comes out. That is why it's known as tears. Also, if you look at this, if you just look at the letters, the formation of the letters, you will see in the Quran Sharif, Ain Bara, in Surah Yusuf, verse 43, In kuntum lirru'ya ta'burun. If you are, In kuntum lirru'ya ta'burun, if you are able to interpret. So interpret the dream, you say, addressing Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, you know the whole incident. So it means to interpret. Abbara also means something to do. It's a speech which you have with yourself. Also, Ibrat is to take lesson from the same root letters. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Take lesson, O men of intelligence, people with vision. People with utilize their senses, also used with this. Yeah. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions all of this. And these words in the Quran Sharif have so many meanings to it. This place, it will mean this. From this angle, it adds this dimension to it. So we move to Dhana. What is Dhana? Dhana means it is something to do with love. But this love, such weakness that it leaves the face going pale. That's what it means. And that is why Allama Busairi Rahimullah brings then later a yellow rose and a reddish tree, because he's comparing this year. So when we see Abratin, we said it is the tears that and when we saw Dana, it means such a state of feebleness that it's left the face to go yellow. If you see this word Dana also, Dana, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned this. And this is in Majma'u al-Zawaid. Tabrani ki riwayat hai. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا إِبْتِلَاهُ. When Allah Azza wa Jal decides for a person goodness, then He tests him. وَإِذَا ابْتَلَاهُ أَدْنَاهُ. When Allah Azza wa Jal tests him, then أَدْنَاهُ. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they just didn't suffice on that. They asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَدْنَاهُ وَمَا أَدْنَاهُ قَالْ لَا يَتْرُكُ لَهُ أَهْلًا وَلَا مَالًا. This year, this difficulty, feebleness. لَا يُتْرَكُ لَهُ لَا يُتْرَكُ لَهُ أَهْلًا وَمَالًا. His family, nothing is left for him. لَا يَتْرُكُ لَهُ أَهْلًا وَلَا مَالًا. Not his family, not his wealth is left for him. He's left alone. This kind of difficulty he faces. Then you know Al-Bahar. So مثل البهاري, he gives this comparison to, it's yellow, it's a yellow rose. And it comes in a certain particular season. A yellow rose with a beautiful fragrance. Why is it called this year? It's called this because when a person goes through certain pain, it affects the blood flow. Due to these effects, it causes the pain, it causes the face, rather, to go pale. So that is what is referred to here, مثل البحار, yellow roses. على خديك, upon your cheeks, والعنم, and the reddish tree. The reddish tree, if you see العنم, العنم, it is a soft, it is a tree with soft branches. And with this, you can actually color. You can color different things. It's used like a colorant, what you will say. So, also a female, a girl, in terms of poetry language, they would refer to a female, females in this sense. Woman, يُشَبَّهُ بِهِ بَنَانُ الْجَوَارِ. Also, tashbih, when they're giving the comparison, it's given to a female, small, a girls. Now, when we go further and we see the explanation of this. Cheeks are compared to yellow rose because he has become pale. And due to excessive tears, the lines caused on his cheeks are compared to the reddish color of a tree. In the next stanza, Allama Busairi rahimullah says, "Na'am sara tayfu man ahwa fa araqqani." Na'am sara tayfu man ahwa fa araqqani wal hubbu ya'taridu al-ladhati bil alam. Now he's caught. You see all of this here. He's sitting in the Supreme Court. He's sitting in the high court and he's trying to deny something. And he is guilty because he's in denial. And they're bringing all this evidence. His tears are speaking out. His sickness is speaking out. These lines on his cheeks are speaking out. These are all pointing to one thing. Oh, Allama Busairi Rahimullah, the judge is saying, how are you denying all of this when you yourself, on your body, is all these witnesses speaking against you? And on the day of Qiyamah, yes, your own self, your own limbs are going to speak against you. We said to you previously, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. On that day, your mouths will be sealed. Your hands are going to speak. Your legs, feet are going to testify. What are you going to say then? Allah Azawajal is going to call you on that day. يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. People will be standing in front of Allah. And that day will be half مِقْدَارَ نِصْفِ يَوْمٍ. مِقْدَارَ نِصْفِ يَوْمٍ. Half of a day. مِنْ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. Like 50,000 years. Half of the day is equal to 50,000 years. But for a believer, it's going to be like sunset. Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned this. The narration is Musnad Abi Ya'la. For a believer, it's going to be like the setting of the sun. فَيَهُونُ ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِي كَتَدَلِّ الشَّمْسِ لِلْغُرُوبِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَغْرُبَ. It will be like the sun lowering itself until it has set. And we spoke to you about those who are the VIP crew. They will be under the shade of Allah. So this is what our focus is. All of this is taking place. Oh, Allama Busairi Rahimullah, how can you deny this? It's showing. What more can you say? He's caught. He loves Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now in stanza 15, in the next stanza, which we're going to do in the time to come, inshallah, there is stanza number 8. نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فرقني وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِذُ اللَّذَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ. Yes, thoughts of the beloved came to me at night and it kept me awake. And love transforms pleasure into pain. وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِذُ اللَّذَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ. Love transforms pleasure into pain. So this all we're going to be discussing in the upcoming lessons, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.